Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say, say it like this, take the limits off.
To obey God. 1 John 2 and 3 says, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. And Christ commands to us, let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. John says we are being if we walk even as Christ walked. Paul says we are obedient when we display the fruit of the Spirit. That what are those fruits? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. We know we are obedient when we are just in our judgments, when we are pure in our motives, when we are careful in the choices that we make, considerate of the feelings towards others, clean in our hearts. We know we are obedient when we are truthful in our conversations, righteous in our conduct, generous in our giving, in earnest in our efforts, patient in our trials, godly in our actions, and humble in our attitudes. Yes, there is much we know. We all may not have been to seminary. We all may not attend Bible study as regularly as we should. We all may not have the same knowledge of scriptures, but there are some things we all know. We know that we are sinners. We know that we are saved by Christ's grace. We know that we must serve him till we die. But wait. We who have confessed Christ know something else. And here's your shout. We know God is able. I said, we know that God is able. For he said, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. No matter the situation, God is able. No matter the pandemic, God is able. No matter the sickness, our God is able. No matter the economic circumstances, God is able, no matter the problem. God is able. Setbacks are inevitable, but your response to them is optional. When you trust and lean on God, you soon realize that God is able to turn a stumbling block into a stepping stone. And there's something else we know. We know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. If you don't know that, now is your chance. You know you can experience. You can experience the love of God right now. You know that you can be anointed by the Spirit of God right now. You can be guided by the hand of God right now. You can be blessed by the touch of God right now. Come and confess your sins to a loving Savior, and you will know. You will know just how good God is. The old saints used to lift a sainted melody. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. That's what we know. That's what we believe. This is what we cling to. God's word promises he will support you in good times and comfort you in hard times. The creator of the universe stands ready to give you the strength to meet any challenge and the courage to deal effectively with difficult circumstances. When you ask for God's help, he responds in his own time and at his own appointed hour. But no, make no mistake about it, he always responds. He may not come when you want him, but he will surely come on time. For that is what we know. And as you encounter the challenges of everyday life, remember that your Heavenly Father never leaves you, nor will he forsake you, not even for a moment. And he's always available, always ready to listen, and always ready to lead us. For when you make a habit of talking to him early and often, he will guide you and comfort you every day of your life. That's what we know. The word of God for the people of God and all of God's people said, amen, amen, and amen. At this time, we want to open the doors of the church so that you can respond, so that you can respond to the word of God. When we say open the doors of the church, what we're saying is we're extending an invitation to you to join with us here at Ebenezer. But beyond that, we're extending an invitation to you to be in right relationship with Jesus Christ. Ordinarily, if you were in this space right now, we would ask you to come down the aisle and we would be extending our hands for you to join with us here. But since we are in this season of pandemic, what we're asking as we open the doors of the church is that you would just put your contact information in the comments section. And one of our deacons or our clerks will reach out to you and pray the prayer of faith. And once we're able to return, we will warmly welcome you to this, the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. Is there one today? As the invitational song is sung, we extend this invitation to you right now.
The Son of God discloses. and he walks with me.
Is there one?
He talks.
Now is your time.
With me.
Now is your time.
And he tells.
Now is the appointed time.
Me I am his own. And the joy we share, we tarry there. None other has ever.
Yes, yes.
He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet. The birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I am his own, and the joy we share, yeah, as we tarry there, none other has ever, ever known.
And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. We are so happy that you have joined with us. We are grateful that you have spent your time with us. We pray that God blesses you real good this week. We pray and look forward to seeing you in Bible study this week at 6:30 on Wednesday. And we look forward to being with you again next Sunday. Please know that we are still planning stages to see if we can get back to some semblance of an in-person worship. But please know that we're going to do this cautiously and carefully to make certain that our beloved congregation is not impacted by what's happening with this pandemic. And if and when we're able to come back in-person worship, there will be strict restrictions in place to protect you. Because we love all of y'all, and we don't want nothing to happen to any of you all. And so continue to pray for us, pray for your pastor as we seek to make a wise decision, a prudent decision. Pray for your leadership who support the work. Pray for your faith community. Please know that though we are not able to physically hug you, we virtually hug you right now. And please know that we love you and appreciate you. As we prepare for the benediction, I want to respond to a question or a request or an invite. Pastor King, he had the mic, so I can't do nothing. I got the mic now. But he asked that the congregation would call me or text me to move me to come on his radio show. I heard every word he said. So did my wife. And he was right. She probably the only one to get me and move me to do it. So if your schedule is clear, I'll be there this coming Friday on your show. I feel better now because I done lost about 15 pandemic 20 pounds. So the camera should be friendly to me. So I'm excited. And if nothing comes up, I haven't looked at my schedule, but if nothing comes up, I'll be there this coming Friday. I'll have my people call your people so that you can have the things that I need before I go on that show. I know you. I see you talking to your people right now, but I'm excited. No, I'm excited because that show that he is a part of is a tremendous gift to the community. It's informative. It's funny. And Lord knows we need to be able to laugh sometimes. But it's also compelling. I don't agree with everything, but I know y'all don't agree with everything I say. He has some amazing energy, and it is a blessing. So I don't know how we're going to get more and more people to tune in, but I think we need to do that. And if I can help by lending my voice, I am honored to do that. And he was right. I was at the party. I wasn't going to come back to the next party, but since pandemic hit, we got to wait. But I thank God for what he's doing in his show. I thank God for what he is doing as it relates to our media. I thank God for all of you, those who are behind the scenes working to bring this to fruition. Let us now prepare to receive our benediction. And thank you, Brother Burris, once more and again. And I'm just going to make a pastoral decision, pastoral privilege. We will bring him back again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So let us look to heaven. And now unto him who's able to keep you from falling, to him who's able to present you for his Father with exceedingly great joy, to the all-wise God, be dominion and power, honor and glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.